on the hometown roll call, we're visiting with the new mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Seems you know everyone in Sulphur Springs as they pass by, or they know you.
I think we've just lucked out today, but I do try to stay very involved in Sulphur Springs, and we are very blessed to have a city full of wonderful people.
Tell me a little bit about the history of Sulphur Springs.
Absolutely. We are the county seat for Hopkins County, and we were really founded in around 1849 by Dr. Davis. We have a major street named after his family. The post office, however, did not become into existence until around 1854. And at that time, when we applied for our post office, there was already a Sulphur Springs in Cherokee County. So the post office itself had to be named Bright Star. But a little common misconception about the history of Sulphur Springs that is even being thrown around today, I learned from John Sellers, a local historian, that Sulphur Springs itself was never actually named Bright Star. Only the post office was. So if you were sending mail to Sulphur Springs, you would send it to Sulphur Springs Post Office Box, Bright Star.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individuals that have come from Sulphur Springs, some of the more famous or accomplished people who have come from this town.
We actually have several, thankfully. Probably one of the most well-known currently is Hannah Kirby. She is a very accomplished, very talented singer who performed on The Voice. She went very far on that show as well, still performs, still does incredibly well. Very excited for her. The older generation might know Forrest Gregg, who is a very well-known coach and player for the NFL. Very talented, great career that he had.
And he ended his career with the Dallas Cowboys.
He did. He coached for SMU.
And then there's the New York Times best-selling novelist Colleen Hoover.
She actually lives in Saltillo, but she has graciously opened the Bookworm Box. And this is, they're applying to become a 501c3 nonprofit. What they actually do, they have very accomplished authors. They send in their books. They're all going to be, most of them at least, are going to have the signature of the author in the book. They sell, and then the proceeds all go to charity. And you can apply, actually, for your charity to be the recipient of those proceeds through the Bookworm Box.
Emily, tell me about the economy of Sulphur Springs.
We have a very diverse economy, which has really helped us through the most recent recession. We have some food manufacturing, which ships out to all across the world. So even whenever the economy might be a little bit down, people still need to eat. So that's something that has helped kind of with us through the recession.
Mm-hmm. So. And of course, dairy is the great thing historically. That's still here, but you're not dependent on it as you once were.
Absolutely. We once were known as the dairy capital of the world. We are very proud of our dairy heritage. We have the Southwest Dairy Museum here in Hopkins County in Sulphur Springs near the high school.
What do you see as the most important thing for Sulphur Springs' future?
Purposeful planning. We've done this with the square right now. It's a beautiful square. It's brought a lot of people to Sulphur Springs and to Hopkins County, which benefits all of the restaurants and all of the different businesses in our area. But something that we are about to finish up is a Tesla agreement. So I don't know, Tesla, it's becoming a little bit more popular. It's an electronic car. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a supercharger here. That's something that Tesla themselves, they pay to put that in. They actually pay through Encore all of the electricity fees. And so we're going to hopefully have some people who have these Teslas, they are a little bit higher dollar car, coming through Sulphur Springs. Once this is completed, this will be the only supercharger between Dallas actually and Hot Springs, Arkansas. So it's phenomenal. We're very excited about that.
Emily, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Hometown Roll Call.
Thank you so much for allowing me to.
Mayor Emily Glass of Sulphur Springs. This is KETR 88.9.